HPR, Hawaii Public Radio, is continuing our look at Hawaii's arts infrastructure, and there are changes at UH Manoa. Three key exhibition spaces on campus are under new leadership, and after 13 years, the art department has a new chair as well. Things are going well so far this semester at UH Manoa's art department. In Professor Gay Chan's intro to photography class,
they're thrilled. Like, I don't have to explain why we're doing film and chemistry. Before, they used to say, why? I just want to do digital. And now there's this, like, incredible enthusiasm.
Chan, who chaired the art department for the last 13 years, says they had to open up more classes, and many classes have waiting lists.
So the first day I turned the classroom into a camera obscura, they're like, oh my God, my mind is blown. So it's just totally amazing. While we have about 300 majors, we have thousands of non-majors in our building. Like, in my class, it's 1 out of 18. That's an art major. So all the rest of students are taking it just because they want to. So you can't say people are not interested in art. Like, they're so excited.
Chan's happy to be back in the classroom with Chinese art history professor Kate Lingley taking the helm of the UH Art Department. And there's a new director for the Main and Commons Galleries and the John Young Museum. Micah Pollock opened her Brooklyn Gallery South First in 2000 when that area was just taking off.
And so I found myself part of a much bigger group of artists and writers and curators and people operating exhibition venues. Everything was very DIY, and it was a lot of fun, I have to say.
Pollock has also written for the New York Times, Art Forum, Art News, Interview, and other publications.
And being an active member and participant was something important to me, so putting forward exhibitions, reviewing other people's exhibitions, yeah, and going to see shows, doing interviews with artists. Yeah, just being a citizen in that world.
Yeah.
So I look forward to exploring Hawaii and hopefully taking up an active role here.
Well, I think one thing that always annoys me is that people don't argue. I mean, one of the funnest thing, and you go to a show and it's like, how can you like that piece? You know, it's just terrible. And so you get into arguments and then you learn from each other, right? And I think that people are generally too polite.
This is something I feel very deeply, that we as a culture have lost our ability to listen to one another and disagree and have that conversation. And I think the aesthetic sphere gives us a space in which to practice that skill. To say,
that's interesting.
I think this is good. And you're saying it as a kind of a truth claim, but not one that has an absolute basis. Art and dialogue around art gives us a realm in which to practice what it might be like to be a society with multiple points of view.
Whether its members agree or not, the best art spaces create a stronger community. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.